Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Arisa with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, the following story includes descriptions of violence. Please tune out now if this intimidates you. A viral video has shown a group of teenage girls attacking another girl at the Wulang Gabah bus station in Brisbane. The footage, which was seen to be filmed by attackers, was shared on social media, showing two girls punching and kicking another person. Police are investigating the footage but have yet to charge anyone over the incident. In more local news, cycling group raises concerns about new careless riding laws in Queensland. Bike riders and e-scooter users will face a fine of up to $6,192 if they do not follow the proposed new laws. In its submission to the parliamentary inquiry examining the laws, the Brisbane Central Business District Bicycle User Group, CBDBUG, hit out at the penalty as an overreaction. The group's co-governor, Paul Friend, said the new legislation needed to be more clearly worded and called for the laws to only apply to circumstances involving crashes. In national news, the average amount of Australians are tipping for hospitality services drops to the lowest of the total bill in 4 years. A report by Lightspeed Commerce, using payment platform data, found that the average tip amount dropped in August to 8.1% of a total bill. This is the lowest amount in 4 years recorded by the company. Lightspeed's Managing Director for Asia Pacific, Andrew Fraser, said more customers have been leaving tips in recent years. In more national news, Australian retail lobby groups refuse to disclose the amount of funding from tobacco and vaping industries. The failure to disclose industry funding, with the lobby groups saying they owe a duty of confidence over the information, follows public hearings into the Public Health Bill earlier in November and comes as concerns are raised about one lobby group having a parliamentary access pass. If introduced, the reforms will see updated and improved graphic warnings added to tobacco packaging and included on individual cigarettes, and specific additives in tobacco and vaping products like menthols banned. In international news, K-pop star Kyuhyun was injured by a woman with a knife at a theater dressing room in Seoul. The member of boy band Super Junior was visiting his fellow actors while a woman in her 30s broke in and cut his fingers. The suspect was arrested and police are currently investigating into the case. For your weather today, it is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.